Brothers, we finish their salah. I request you to come closer, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد Someone should maybe tell the brothers that they need to do jamaat, they should do it right at the back or in a different room. Inshallah, we'll make a start. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Last week we were continuing through this chapter, Babul Jama'i Bain al Khawfi wa Raja, the chapter in which Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings those ahadith in which he encourages us to join and combine between hope and fear. Now I feel this is a subject or a topic we've been discussing for a couple of weeks. So very quickly, inshallah, we'll go through those ahadith and we'll make a start on the next chapter as well, inshallah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما طمع بجنته أحد ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنط من جنته أحد رواه مسلم وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا وضعت الجنازة واحتملها الناس أو الرجال على أعناقهم فإن كانت صالحة قالت قدموني قدموني وإن كانت غير صالحة قالت يا ويلها أين تذهبون بها يسمع صوتها كل شيء إلا الإنسان ولو سمعه صعقة رواه البخاري وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الجنة أقرب إلى أحدكم من شراك نعله والنار مثل ذلك رواه البخاري So these three ahadith are mentioned in this chapter. First hadith, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that if the believer was to know of the punishment which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, then ma tami'a bi jannatihi ahadun, nobody would have ever been hopeful of Jannah, because Allah's azab is so severe that Allah has created. اگر مسلمان کو معلوم ہوتا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کی عذاب کتنی سخت ہے اور کتنی عظیم ہے تو مطلب کوئی بھی انسان کوئی بھی مسلمان جنت کا لالچی نہیں ہوتا سوچتا کہ میں ضرور ہلاک ہو جاتا چونکہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اتنا خطرناک عذاب بھی پیدا کیا ہے وَلَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْكَافِرُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ مَا قَنِطَ مِنْ جَنَّتِهِ أَحَدٌ And if the kafir, the disbeliever was to know of the mercy which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared, then nobody would ever become hopeless of Jannah. Aur agar kafir ko, ghair muslim ko Allah ta'ala ki rahmat ka pata chal jata, to wo bhi jannat ka mayusi nahi hota. Kyunki Allah ta'ala bhi azim ushan rahim bhi hai. Jis tarah Allah ta'ala ka azab bhi azim ushan hai, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created very terrible and painful punishment in the form of the fire of Jahannam. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this amazing reward for the believers in the form of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to punishing, Allah ta'ala can punish for the smallest things. And similarly, when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can shower mercy upon a person and forgive them over the smallest thing. So that's why we always have to have a balance. Even if we do good deeds, we should never become too carefree that, you know what, it's okay, I'll be fine, I'll be successful. There should always be this fear. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in had it. This fear that what if I am from the munafiqun, from the hypocrites. The pious predecessors had it. that I'm doing all these good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving me tawfiq, but Allah has the ability to take them all away from me as well. We have to regard, in Urdu they say, you know, haat chalta nahi chalaya jata hai. The person should never feel that any good action I am doing is through my own ability. Rather, this is Allah ta'ala's tawfiq. If Allah didn't allow me, I couldn't perform salah. If Allah didn't allow me, I couldn't worship Allah ta'ala. If Allah didn't allow me, I couldn't even have iman and be a Muslim. So all of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor and gift upon me, that alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed me with so many amazing blessings. Never should I feel deluded, okay, this is something of my own doing. And Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, he narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when the deceased person, when the janazah has been placed and people have performed salah over it, log janazah ki namaz ada kar chuke, aur phir jab log janazah ko apne kandu par utate hain, when people lift the deceased person onto their shoulders, then فَإِنْ كَانَتْ صَالِحَةً, if the body was good, if the person was a good person, pious person, then he will say or she will say, قَدِّمُونِي قَدِّمُونِي, مجھے جلدی لے جاؤ, جلدی لے جاؤ. اگر نیک شخص تھا تو کہے گا مجھے جلدی لے جاؤ. Why am I still not in my qabr yet? So he will say, take me quickly, why are you delaying my journey into the akhirah? وَإِنْ كَانَتْ غَيْرُ صَالِحَةٍ, if it was not a pious person, قَالَتْ, then he will say or she will say, يَا وَيْلَهَا أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ بِهَا, he will cry out, he will say, I have sos, مجھے کدھر لے جا رہے ہوں. اگر نیک نہیں تھا, if he wasn't a pious person, he will scream, he will cry, he will say, مجھے کدھر لے جا رہے ہوں. He will want to stay in this dunya, he will not want to be inside of the grave. He will cry and he will say, يَا وَيْلَهَا, O destruction be upon me, where are you people taking me? يَسْمَعُ صَوْتَهَا كُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, everything will be able to hear the sound that this corpse will be making, إِلَّا الْإِنسَانِ, except for the human being. وَلَوْ سَمِعَهُ صَعِقًا, اگر مطلب انسان کے علاوہ باقی جتنے سارے مخلوقات اللہ نے پیدا کی ہے سب جو ہے اس آواز کو سن پائیں گے. علماء فرماتے ہیں یہاں پہ کہ when we say everything apart from انسان can hear this sound, it's referring to the jinn. Because انسان and jinn are the only two creation who are mukallaf, who are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tasked with worshipping Him, obeying Him, staying away from sin. Animals and other forms of, lifeless or inanimate objects, trees and plants and all of these other things, there's no benefit of them hearing this adab. It doesn't make a difference. So it's jinn that can hear this, but insan can't hear it. If insan would hear the screams of that person as he's being taken to the grave, he would la sa'iqa, he would have fallen down unconscious. That the screams are so terrible, agar koi sunta, jab ek lash ko, janaze ko, qabristan tak le jaya ja raha hai, اگر نیک ہو تو کہے گا کہ مجھے جلدی لے جاؤ جلدی لے جاؤ, کیوں دیر کر رہے ہو؟ اور اگر برا تھا تو کہے گا کہ ہائے افسوس, مجھے کدھر تم لوگ لے جا رہے ہو, مجھے ادھر ہی رہنا ہے. اور اگر انسان اس آواز کو سن لیتا تو وہ فوراً بے ہوش ہو جاتا, کیونکہ اس کا آواز جو ہے اتنا خطرناک اور اتنا دردناک آواز ہوگا. Or Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he narrates Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Al-Jannatu aqrabu ila ahadikum min shirakin ali. Jannah is closer to any of you or to every one of you than your shoelaces or your shoe straps. Wal-naru mithlu dhalik, and the fire of Jahannam is similar. Meaning this is how close or how easy it is to go to Jannah, and that's how easy it is to go to Jahannam. There's just such a fine balance. That's why the believer has to always be humble. The believer has to always keep themselves humble. Never look at a sinner, a sinful person, and say, okay, this person is destroyed, this person is like this, he's got no chance. He's a, what do you say, car, a car that you can't use anymore. What's that term? A write-off. He's a write-off. This person has no hope, has no chance. Rather, every single person has a chance. آج کا جو دنیا میں سب سے بڑا گنہگار ہے, اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو کل کا ولی بنا سکتے ہیں. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, the famous example is the one in the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. A person killed 99 people. 99 لوگوں کو اس نے قتل کیا. سوچئے گا, قتل اتنا بڑا جرم. He killed 99 people and then he went to a pious person. ایک نیک شخص کے پاس چلا گیا. And he said to him, "Bhai, you're worshipping Allah, you're a pious man. Can Allah forgive me?" He said, no, you kill 99 people, there's no chance. said, if there's no chance, what's the point of you living? He killed him as well. So he completed his century. So he completed his century, killed 100 people, and then a few days later, this thought came in his mind. Think about it. Jis shakhs ke andar, a person who has the ability to kill 100 people, iske liye to qatl bilkul pata nahi, football khelne ke barabar hai, aur cricket khelne ke barabar hai. 100 logon ko usne qatl kar maar dala. Bilkul iske andar koi shayad ihsas hi nahi hai. When he is murdering, he's not even feeling anything. He's immune to murder. So after a while, Allah Ta'ala wanted to guide him. Allah Ta'ala usko hidayat dena chah rahe the. So in his heart, a thought came again. You know what? This is not good. I need to do tawbah. So now he went to an alim, a pious person, a scholar. Alim ke paas chala gaya. Can I do tawbah? Is there a chance? Yes. Of course there's a chance of tawbah. Allah can forgive everyone and anyone. Ruwaqi, this is the true thing. The pious person, he is just in this bubble. He's in this bubble. When he sees someone worshipping Allah, he sees pious people, he feels at home. When he sees a sinful person, he thinks, oh, this person is like filth. We stay away from them. I keep myself away. But the alim realizes everybody is the same in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no difference. Today's pious person can become tomorrow's sinner. Today's sinner can become tomorrow's pious person. So of course there's a chance. But you need to leave your friends. You need to leave your community. You need to leave your town. You need to leave your city. And you need to go far away to a city. Over there are some pious people who worship Allah. Go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them and do tawbah with them. Learn how to worship Allah. Subhanallah, so many benefits can be taken from that hadith. We covered it in Babu Tawbah right at the start of Riyadh Salihin. So the first thing is leave your environment. Baz dafa kya hota hai? Apne mahol ke andar rehkar insan ka jo hai tabdili bahut zyada mushkil hota hai. So isiliye insan ko apne mahol chhodna padta hai. It's very important. Chile wa sathis hua in jamaat, I don't know if they're back yet. It's very important. They go, they leave the environment, go to the environment of the masjid, they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're away from the TV, they're away from their phones many times. They're away from people who will gossip and talk bad. They're away from the misses and the children and mashallah, all of this stuff that happens at home. Away from everything. So this is very important, isolation, seclusion. Being in good company, second thing. He said, wahan jaake kuch ubad hai, kuch log aise hai jo Allah ta'ala ki zikr aur ibadat mein masroof aur mashghool hai, unke saath jaake baith jaun. It's very important, not just leaving your environment, but going into the company of the pious people, the men of Allah, the saints of Allah. Unke paas chale jao, and then learn how to ask Allah's forgiveness, learn how to do tawbah. Dekhiye, there's two types of tawbah. One is tawbah, which we all do. Oh Allah, forgive me, I've made a mistake, oh Allah, forgive me. And then we feel guilty, but tomorrow we do it again. And then we make tawbah, but then the day after we do it again. And then there's another special type of tawbah. قل توبة نصوحا يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. Oh, you have brought iman, make tawbah, turn in repentance to Allah. Nasuhan, nasuh means such a tawbah after which you never ever do that guna ever again. So this is the tawbah which every person should aspire for. We should ask Allah, Ya Allah, make this tawbah a nasuh tawbah. Iske baad ye guna jo hai kabhi bhi mujhse sadir na ho. It's very important. So anyway, I was saying that this is how easy it is for the sinner to become a pious person, for the pious person to become a sinner. So we need to keep ourselves humble. Think of other people to be better than us. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi hakim ummah, he used to say, main apne aap ko halan tamam musalmanon se sabse kamtar samajhta hu, aur maalan main apne aap ko tamam kafiron se bhi kamtar samajhta hu. That I think of myself as worse than every Muslim at this moment in time. And in terms of the future, I regard myself to be worse than every kafir, disbeliever. I said, how? Every Muslim who has iman is already better than me. I know this. But every kafir, potentially in the future, he could embrace Islam, she could embrace Islam, and then he or she also will become better than me. So therefore, I'm the worst of all the people. So imagine, such a great scholar, subhanallah, who wrote over 1,400 books. Imagine writing one book or two books in the life. 1,400 books, and subhanAllah, the amount of students and the amount of good work he did and his legacy. I was giving an example the other day. He would recite, this scholar I'm talking about, the Shaykh, on a daily basis, he would read one manzil of the Quran. Quran ka saat hissa hai. Ek hisse ko, ek hisse ko manzil kaha jata hai. Rozana ek manzil tilawat karte the, aur kab? Apne tafreehi waqt mein. فجر نماز پڑھ کے تفریح کے لیے چلے جاتے تھے اور پارک اور باغات میں کچھ چکر لگاتے تھے. He would leave after Fajr Salah, he would go for a walk in the gardens and he would recite 1/7 of the Holy Quran with tadabbur. Tadabbur meaning with deep thought. He would keep a notebook with him and he would keep a pen with him and he would contemplate, and any deep meanings of the Quran that would come to his mind, he would write them down. اور پھر آ کے جو ہے اپنے تفسیر کے اندر اس کو لکھتے. He wasn't just sarsari. 1/7 of the Quran, it's a couple of paras. A person would read really quickly. He would read it slowly and ponder, and he would write down points of tafsir from there, and then he would come home and he would write it in his book of tafsir. And his tafsir is beautiful, Bayanul Quran. The point is, this is how the pious people look at themselves. And we are, subhanAllah, sinful people, so much lower than their status. We definitely need to regard every single person to be better than ourselves. This is how we keep ourselves humble, and this is how we treat everyone in the best possible way. Inshallah, the next chapter we'll make a start on next week. Very interesting chapter. Babu fadlil buka'i min khashiyatillah. The virtue of crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and longing to see Him and longing to be with Him. Very important chapter, inshallah. Next week we'll make a start. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hum sabko amal ki tawfiq naseeb farmaye.